All right, this is Uncho number 29. Or to the Romans, XXI. And when in Rome. I don't even know what that means. This is going to be a very brief Uncho, actually. We're only going to do three comments off of the Deadpan comments board, where we like to say comments, comments, comments a lot. We had another funny word that we used in place of comments, but anyway. First one, Vanamon says, so tonight I went out, oh, no, that's not what he says. Start over. Vanamon says, so tonight I found out I missed a robbery by 20 minutes. Went to a news agent to get the latest interzone, police incident tape surrounded the shop, and cops were knocking on doors asking people if they saw anything. The next is from CJ. CJ says, have I mentioned how much I love the Transformers movie? Something about that movie just makes me want to watch it over and over. In parentheses, obsessed much, CJ? Close parentheses. And the third and final, Ditto says, Espy, in answer to your question, I don't know, but it would be rock hard, winking smiley. CJ, I always liked Gorn too. It ain't easy being green. Smiley face. All right, well, I am recording this on my birthday, so yay, happy birthday to me. And thank you for listening to Deadpan. Thank you for being part of the Unshow. If you're listening to the Unshow, then you're really hardcore. You probably have a Deadpan tattoo on you. No, you don't. But no, seriously, thank you for listening, if you're listening at all. If you're not listening, then I don't thank you. I'm recording this before going out to meet up with Scott Sigler, who is in town, so we'll see how that event goes. Hopefully it'll just be a cool, good time. But the main purpose of this Uncho is that I got a wonderful bit of audio from CJ, who you just heard mentioned in the stolen greasy comments, and her husband, Dan, otherwise known as Dan Thal. So anyway, I usually don't put content and audio in the Unshows, but I think this one's very timely, and I think it's appropriate. And I think I'm going to stop babbling now. Thank you for listening to the Unshow on my unbirthday. And yeah, Deadpan is the motherfucking way, and you, because you listen, are the motherfucking way. News and an actual episode and all kinds of stuff coming up soon. I have a funny special, you know, a very special episode coming, but next week might be more standard Deadpan, you know, with awesome listener contributions and all that. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, done rambling. I'm not coming back after the music.
Hey, this is Dan, and my lovely wife CJ. Say hello, CJ.
Hello, CJ. We wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, so we have a couple of little birthday treats for you.
Happy birthday, your birthday hits you so hard, makes you say, oh my lord, thank your mom for birthing you with the podcast, so find any music too, if it's good, when you know you're down, a super dope homo from Jersey town, and you're known as such, this is birthday, you can't touch, Jack Mangan podcast, and you know, happy birthday, super dope fly wide homeboy, happy birthday. Oh, man, you're another year older. Happy birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Word to your mother.
So that was Dan's birthday rap for you. And my gift to you is I'm going to read an excerpt from a creative writing class I took in March of 1981 when I was 11 years old. And this is called Being a Mountain's No Picnic. Please keep in mind, I was 11 years old. I am a mountain in North Mountain Park. I live a life of life and death. Plants grow and live on me, and then they die. I never seem to die. I just get rained on and get either bigger or smaller. I have paths for people to walk on and around me. They climb up and down me every day. Sometimes they even ride their horses on my paths. I've been here for quite a while, and I've seen a few changes. People have built roads around me and have made me into a park. People come around every day now. That's why there's trails all over the place. Even though all of this is true, it's still great being a mountain. I have many friends. Wildlife is all over the place. It's great to know someone needs you. And they do need me. So that's it, Jack. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope you have a wonderful year ahead. Bye.